T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Actor Dennis Quaid has been a household name for over 40 years, starring in movies like The Right Stuff and The Big Easy and Wyatt Earp. He is also a musician, and he joins me on the phone right now, although I understand I might be interrupting your breakfast, am I?
No, you are not.
All right. You're a multitasking fella. You're a multi-talented as well. Actor, producer, podcaster, musician who's just released a brand new song called America, I Love You Too. Tell me a little bit about your inspiration for this song in this political climate that we have going on currently.
Well, I was sitting around despairing about the current state of America. This was about a year and a half ago, pre-COVID, and about how we, you know, it's gotten to the boiling point that we can't talk to each other anymore. We talk at each other. It's not the way it used to be. I knew there was an election year coming up, and I decided to write a nonpartisan campaign song, America, I Love You Too. You know, not just you love America, but hey, I also love America as well. Both loving the same thing. What are we fighting about, really? And I like to say it's nonpartisan, but it's for sale. And it's meant to be a unifier.
In a capitalist country, though, so if anybody wants to use it, they can, right? If they have a little money behind it. Now, I obviously have my theories, as do many people, as to how we got to where we are. What do you think this political discord, what do you think the root of it is?
Well, to me, it really started to happen, I would say, post-Watergate. When the Republicans took over the Senate, I think that was 96. And that started to happen. They were doing kind of the same tricks to the Democrats, the Republicans were, that the Democrats seemed to be doing to the Republicans. It broke down. It wasn't about principles anymore. It was about defeating the other party. And it was at the expense of the American people, if you ask me. It was no longer based on principles. It was based on current policy. And America's bigger than that. We've always gotten through. I must say I'm a lot disappointed, really, at how we as Americans, not just the parties, have handled the COVID crisis. We've always been able to, no matter what the state of affairs, to come together as a nation when we're faced with a real crisis. You know, I point to 9/11. I point to World War II. And, you know, I'd like to see us come together again like that. That's the strength of America. And we will endure. No matter who's elected president today, we will endure.
Talking to actor Dennis Quaid, who's got a brand new song out called America, I Love You Too. I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area, and we used to go watch the Senate from the gallery sometimes. And it's funny that you mentioned Watergate as kind of a watershed, because I was always fascinated with the notion that G. Gordon Liddy, who was essentially the guy who pulled off Watergate, was later in life very good friends with a very liberal senator from Illinois, or at the time he was considered liberal. I don't know if he would be anymore. Paul Simon. They were always very, very good friends, even though they disagreed on just about everything. And I attended the University of Virginia, which was founded by Thomas Jefferson, who was a dear friend of John Adams, even though they had very, very varied political views. We just don't have that kind of respect anymore.
No, they don't. Or Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill, you know, who was Speaker of the House back then, they would, you know, they'd fight like cats and dogs all day over a particular issue or whatever. But, you know, come 5 o'clock, you know, they'd have a beer together. And that's what makes America great. And I would like to see us be able to get back to that.
I like it. Amen to that. Let's talk about the actual song itself. Dennis Quaid has done called America, I Love You Too, because you have a very well-known and recognizable guitarist next to you in the video and on this song?
Yes, that would be Mr. Robbie Krieger of The Doors. He and I have become good friends over the past couple of years. He does a lot of charity events. He's always giving back to the community, and I was lucky enough to be asked to come down and sing Riders on the Storm with him at one of his charity concerts. I have a register that's, you know, more like Jim Morrison, really, than Jerry Lee Lewis. And we became buddies, and he came over to my house. It's right, the video we shot for America, I Love You Too is shot right out here in front of the house. We had a block party, and people's faces, their jaw dropped. There's Robbie Krieger on lead guitar. He kicks off the song, and what a great guy.
Playing in somebody's cul-de-sac. There's a guy from The Doors there along with Dennis Quaid. Now, you brought up Jerry Lee Lewis. Today, ironically, I don't know if you're aware of this, is the 63rd anniversary of the release of the song Great Balls of Fire.
No, I know that. I know that Jerry himself had a birthday a few days ago.
Which is amazing. He is such an unusual and iconic character, and you really, in that movie Great Balls of Fire, just captured his persona so well. That was an astounding performance by you.
Oh, thank you. He was one of my piano teachers. I didn't play piano before that. I had a year to prepare, and it was really mostly about the left hand. You got to be very athletic to play that left hand of his. And not only that, but we shot it in Memphis. He was over my shoulder the entire time going, "You're getting it wrong, son." What an icon.
Yeah, no pressure at all to have the guy that you are portraying standing right there coaching you.
Yeah. You're getting it wrong. But it drove me to be better all the time, and it really did.
Dennis Quaid is on with us right now. He's got a new song called America, I Love You Too, featuring Robbie Krieger of The Doors on guitar, and we have a link to it in our website right now. I want to ask you about another movie that you did. For my money, three of the best underdog movies in sports all came out of Indiana, and I used to live in Indiana for about 20 years. Hoosiers, Rudy, and Breaking Away.
What is the third one?
Hoosiers, Rudy, and Breaking Away.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, ironically, they're all set in the Hoosier State, and they're all sports underdog movies that are just iconic. And Breaking Away was such a big part of breaking your career. What do you remember about making that movie?
I remember that things got easier for me after that. Before that, I was going from audition to audition, and I'd done a couple of what they call drive-in movies back then, and I wasn't, you know, Dennis Quaid yet, and it was written by a first-generation Czech immigrant. It was directed by an Englishman, Peter Yates, and somehow they captured the charm of Middle America and a very American story, and I have such a soft spot in my heart for that film. In fact, my wife had never seen it, and I showed it to her about a month ago, and the movie really holds up. I hadn't seen it in 20 years, and it really holds up even today.
That it does. It's a timeless story, and it is not, you know, it's not dated at all. It's one of those ones like a Chariots of Fire that could happen in any era. You mentioned about you were not yet Dennis Quaid, which I imagine is a double-edged sword for you. It probably brings you a lot of great stuff, but also maybe a little bit of baggage, let's say. Would you say that the notoriety in your life has been more of a positive than a negative?
Well, yes. At first, I did not know how to handle fame when it hit. Nobody has a class for that in drama, how to handle it. And kind of hard to take, you know. But that was back in my 20s was when that was. And, you know, I'm a people person to begin with, and I like talking to people, and it's more of a plus than it is a minus, that's for sure.
Talking to Dennis Quaid, who's got a brand new song, America, I Love You Too, and speaking of talking to people, you're also a podcaster nowadays with the Audio yep. Up podcast platform, and The Denissance is your podcast, yes. And a bunch of other ones. You're doing all kinds of podcasts these days.
Yeah, we started Audio Up. Well, it was actually just very early COVID. It turned out to, we were planning on it anyway, but it, you know, with COVID, it turned out to be a good time to, because it was the only game in town as far as work goes. My partner and I, Jared Gutstead, had the number two music podcast 2 years ago in a story called Bear and a Banjo that we did with T-Bone Burnett and Bob Dylan. and Pooh Bear, and we decided, hey, let's start a movie studio for podcasts, which no one had done before. And we currently have 18 podcasts going on at the same time. We started out with The Denaissance, which is a talk show format for me. But we have scripted podcasts is mostly where we're headed. We have The Pet Show, which is another sort of man on the street interviews with people and their dogs or cats or whatever. And we have one called Make It Up As We Go, which just came out, starring Scarlett Burke, which is almost a reality show of a girl moving from Amarillo to Nashville to be a singer-songwriter. But the one that I think that really has really long-term good effect would be Uncle Drank, the Totally Hammered podcast starring Gary Busey. And it's about Gary Busey plays this golf and Western singer who wakes up out of a 30-year hangover, remembers he's a star, and wants to reboot. I play Blendy, the talking blender, who is his best friend. And we have Luke Wilson is in it, Luke Combs, Kinky Friedman. It's just so much fun to do.
Oh, my. It sounds like just from the get-go that is off the rails.
Yeah. It's really great. We're doing a Stephen King novel. We are going to be a podcast show and scripted podcast. We're going to be doing movie scripts. I call it scripts from a drawer, which is sort of like, the way people used to gather around the radio and listen to radio. That was their entertainment back as late as the 40s. And we got that going on. And it's just a brand new world out there with podcasts.
That has kind of been the silver lining of COVID, I think, in the quarantine, is that for creative people like yourself, you're having to find new outlets to share that creativity.
I call myself a human doing instead of a human being.
Hey, now, switching gears, you're a fan of something that I recently took up here in Colorado, and that is fly fishing. And I imagine that you do some of it in Texas, where you're from, but have you ever come out to Colorado and done that?
Yes, I've done it in Colorado. In fact, this summer, I was doing it there. Took a road trip with the entire family to Colorado. And not much fly fishing, really, in Texas. You got to have a water temperature that really supports it. Colorado is fantastic.
And it doesn't matter if you're not catching anything because the surroundings make up for it.
Well, that's right. It never is about fishing.
No.
You can't make it about that. If you make it about fishing, you'll be disappointed. It's about getting out and getting in, forgetting about everything and just losing your thoughts and just enjoying life, the joy of living.
Well, it's a good place to do it, and anytime you're here, we welcome you back to Colorado. Real quick, can I ask you, if you don't mind, how Randy is doing? Everybody loves Cousin Eddie. America loves Cousin Eddie. And it seemed like he was maybe embracing the Cousin Eddie character a little bit there for a while. How is he doing these days?
Well, Randy, I would love to see him make a comeback. He's one of my five favorite actors, and I would love to see him get out there and work. And I think America misses him, too.
The irony, when he used to be on Saturday Night Live, he often portrayed Ronald Reagan, and you've been making this Reagan movie now that you're playing Reagan. What is the status of that movie? Has it been shut down because of COVID right now?
Well, it was in a temporary shutdown to start filming again on Thursday. I was lucky enough, we were in Oklahoma City, just outside in a little town called Guthrie, Oklahoma. I was lucky enough that we had finished basically my part in Oklahoma when the shutdown occurred, and I have about 3 or 4 days to shoot here in California.
Good deal. Well, we look forward to that, and we look forward to more of your podcasting. And right now you can hear America, I Love You Too, brand new song from Dennis Quaid. Thanks so much for your time this morning, and take care.
Well, I'll be coming in person next time we get this all said and done, and coming in person.
The door is open, and you can help me tie some flies because I'm very bad at it.
It's about four moves.
Oh, well, I don't know any of them, so you can teach me. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.